Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and director for the studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety. I'm in Orlando, Florida, and it's kind of rainy down here. And we're talking to our guest, Barbara Talbot, who is the executive director for an air show way over on the other side of the country. What is the name of that show, Barbara, and where is it?
Well, it's in the other Washington State, and it's Arlington, Washington, and it's the Arlington Fly-In.
I guess there's a little confusion because of Arlington, Texas, and in Washington, D.C. Do you ever have that complaint or a comment?
We do. One time I did get a camping reservation from somebody, and about a week before the show they called up and said, "Oh, my, we're not going to make it. We just realized it's Arlington, Washington, Arlington, Virginia."
Well, from what I understand, you're pretty notable in your own right, though. You're the premier show in the Northwest region, from what I understand, talking with Billy Henderson, who is the founder of Sun and Fun down in Lakeland, Florida. He says that you're quite notable, and according to your website, and it looks like there's a lot of information. How old a show are y'all?
The show actually started in 1969 as a very small grassroots event, like many of these larger fly-ins started as. So this will be the 44th year. In the mid-80s, about 1981, the show began to change. It had, with the influence of people like Billy Henderson and Paul Poberesny, it moved into that EAA-style format of fly-ins.
Well, so y'all did not start as an EAA show. You just started as a grassroots show there in Washington, not D.C., but Washington State there, and just enjoying still like some beautiful country up there. And y'all just got together and decided to have a fly-in or what?
Well, it's not quite that simple, but somewhere along those lines. It was Arlington Airport's an absolutely beautiful general aviation airport located about 40 nautical miles north of Seattle, was a stopping point and a gathering point for a lot of home-built aircraft flyers and Seattle aircraft going up to a show in Abbotsford, Canada, that happened every year in August. And Arlington was sort of a way station for it. And in 1969, they changed some things with the Abbotsford Air Show and allowing the home-builds to come into Canada. So the Arlington Fly-In actually started as a protest to that. They just decided to fly to Arlington, and since it was such a beautiful and friendly general aviation airport, just have a little fly-in themselves there.
Wow, 44 years. Now, how long have you been affiliated with the show?
I began as a volunteer in 1989, became the first employee of the event in 1994 as the executive director, and have been here ever since.
Okay, now you say you're the executive director for the show. That's what you do full-time?
That is what I do full-time.
All right, but then Billy says you have another title there, something you recently achieved.
Well, there. I do. Okay, so I have two full-time jobs. January 1st of this year, I also became elected as the mayor of Arlington.
Okay, so now how did this prepare you for being the mayor there with your experience with the air show?
You know, I would have never guessed, but the air show was absolutely the perfect platform for somebody who wanted to have a leadership role in a city the size of Arlington. We have about 18,000 residents and 130 employees. With the fly-in, we get 40,000 to 50,000 visitors, and we have 519 volunteers.
Oh, my goodness. So you've got a small city right there you're working with during the air show.
Absolutely. For 7 days a year, we put up a small city with all of the infrastructure that a regular city has to have 365 days of the year. So it was absolutely a wonderful training ground.
Well, I noticed from your website there, which it is www.arlingtonflyin, I guess, is that .org or .com?
.org.
.org. If you go to that and you look at it, there's a tremendous site there, and there's some pictures there of, looks like some military or CAP or Boy Scouts or somebody, little camps and stuff going on there. Looks like a lot of military involved in it, and then some camping, a little bit of everything for everyone, right?
Just a little bit of everything for everyone. As the show has grown over the years and become more popular on the West Coast, we've had a lot of organizations come to us. We are an official encampment for the Civil Air Patrol. So we have a camp that happens at the same time with about 140 cadets. They're joined by the Canadian counterpart, which is the Royal Canadian Cadets.
Oh, wonderful.
For a week-long aviation camp. And then we have, to help showcase our Warbird military aircraft area, we have a group of six clubs that come from Oregon, Washington, Canada, that put together a military history area you'll see on there, themed up like a World War II military camp, and it includes antique military vehicles, armament, weaponry. It's really wonderful. They walk around in period costumes all week, and not only do we get to learn about aviation during wartime, but just the history of wartime and the people as well. It's really wonderful.
I noticed, I think y'all are celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Cub. I think the Sentimental Journey just started up in Pennsylvania, so I guess y'all are themed along with that, with the celebration of the 75th anniversary of the Cub. Are you expecting the big entourage of Cubs this year?
We are. We're going to start with, actually, the Piper Cherokee. We have the West Coast organization for that type club, the Piper Cherokee Club, holds their annual convention in conjunction with the Arlington Fly-In every year. This will be their third year. They did it during the 50th anniversary of the Cherokee and liked it so much they come back every year. And then this year we're welcoming the Cubs in. We're hoping to get 75 Cubs to celebrate the 75th anniversary of that wonderful airplane.
Yeah, I flew Cherokees for a few thousand hours back when I was in the Piper dealership days there. Now, what about a control tower? I understand you'll have a control tower during the event. Is that correct?
We do. Normally, Arlington is it's a wonderful uncontrolled field. Like I said, it's a very large general aviation airport, about 650 aircraft based here all year. But during the fly-in, FAA will set up a temporary control tower. There's a complete NOTAM on that website that we referenced, arlingtonflyin.org. Approach control set up for the busier days, Friday and Saturday. And for those listeners who are in Canada, for our Canadian friends, Homeland Security sets up a customs clearing right on the field so they can fly direct to Arlington.
Okay, and as I understand, y'all, the show kicks off on Wednesday, July the 11th, and it goes through Sunday, July the 15th. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And you say it sounded like the high traffic days would be on the weekend, and that's when to be sure and be heads up and contact approach control and all. Is that what you were saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's a little organized flying into the city and over the airfield. So
okay.
We operate one runway during that period of time, but we have seven different patterns. So I want to give that a heads up.
And you say there's a NOTAM published about this? Is that what you said?
Yes, the FAA has published a NOTAM and put it out, and you can download a complete copy of it off of our website, as well as pictures of what it looks like flying in the approach for those who may be new flying into this beautiful area. But if you have water on your left and mountains on your right, then you are headed north in the right direction.
Water on the left and mountains on the right.
Yes.
We're speaking with the executive director for the air show at Arlington in Washington, not Washington, D.C., but Washington State here, and also the mayor of Arlington there, and we'll be right back with you.
Now, let's rejoin O.B. Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
And welcome back. This is O.B. Young with Managing Safety, speaking with Barbara Tobert, the Executive Director for the air show in Arlington, Washington. She's also the mayor of the city there, and we were talking about the correspondence between working the air show with the volunteers and the city itself. Speaking along those areas, crash, fire, rescue, or commonly referred to in aviation, CFR, how does that play during the air show here this week?
You know, we have a wonderful working relationship with the city, even before I wore both hats. But because we have so many people, and we almost triple the size of the population of Arlington during that week, we set up one of our fire stations sets up a temporary site here at the airport So we run first aid and crash and rescue the entire week. In order to prep our first responders for the fly-in, we have a couple of volunteer leaders here at the fly-in who will go through an aircraft recognition class for all of our first responders, just to get them familiar with our general aviation aircraft. A little bit of structural difference when they're maybe responding to an incident with a car, so we want to have them as aware as possible that we keep them on the safe side of rescue in an aircraft.
So your CFR training during the air show is actually giving them skill sets that they can use year-round at the airport then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Most first responders don't go through an aircraft recognition or an aircraft response, and the ones that do, the formal programs that we have found, are geared towards commercial aircraft, rescuing people from commercial aircraft. So we looked high and low to find programs that we could teach our first responders the things to do when they're responding to a general aviation aircraft, even if you have a retractable landing gear and the airplane isn't quite set on the gear, so you want to make sure it doesn't fall on their feet. There's lots of different things. Our batteries can be placed in about 16 different places in a general aviation aircraft. When you add home-built aircraft in, you increase the number of places.
Right, yeah. Very familiar with that. Let's speak about kids and what's there for kids. And I think you have a special kid deal or kid day or something.
Yeah, we're very, very friendly to the next generation of pilots here. We think that they are our future. So the first thing people want to know about kids is there's no cost for bringing kids to the Arlington fly-in. 15
really?
And under, it's absolutely free.
That's tremendous.
And a lot of our activity areas are geared towards aviation interest for kids. So we have aircraft simulators, RC simulators, anything that will get them involved or invited into aviation. And spark that imagination or plant that seed for that future pilot. So we have a very large kids activity area. And on Wednesday, July 12th, our second day, we bring in a lot of hands-on activities geared at kids. Small crafts like making parachutes or painting airplanes, flying RCs, the aircraft simulators. It's quite popular, and it's not unusual to have about 2,500 kids show up for that day.
2,500, and I think that's Thursday, July the 12th, and that's, I was looking at the website here, and if you've got questions, folks, just go in there. There's some great pictures of the kids there and the simulators and all the things that Barbara's been talking about. There's just so much more. There's no way we can cover everything that you can do at Arlington within this 30-minute show here, but we did want to talk just a few minutes about the volunteers. We were talking about the size of the small city with the air show compared to the city of Arlington there. And just tell me what you think about the importance of the volunteers, Barbara.
Probably the most number one important thing, aside from safety, at any aviation event is the volunteers. It's what makes it happen. We're pretty blessed to have 517 active volunteers. We have a group of about 35 volunteers who work here every day this time of year, setting up the show. Our volunteers come from all over during the event, and we found the secret to that, to the safety record and the success of that, is to follow a program just as if it was a business with employees. So all of our volunteers have job descriptions. They have support people they report to. We do training programs every year for volunteers really involved in areas where they have to have the highest level of safety. So if you're parking aircraft or marshaling them or leading them in on scooters, we run training programs on weekends this time of year where you actually get to practice those jobs and refamiliarize yourself with those marshaling signals. So when the event comes, we're all on one page.
Right. Now, do these volunteers, do they have to work for 10 years before they can participate in the air show, or can you take new volunteers?
We take new volunteers. In fact, one of our goals in our volunteer program was to make sure that we were regenerating volunteers. You know, there's a life cycle to a volunteer, and sometimes we always want to make sure that there's time for them to enjoy the event. They're not working the entire time. If there's a forum they want to go to or they want to look at aircraft, that they have time for that. So we have a goal to have about between 8-10% of our volunteers be new every year.
Well, that's
and by
wonderful.
New volunteers, they're in a 0-3 year time frame with the organization.
Right. Now, Billy Henderson is Mr. Volunteer, you know, and he's the one who really caused me last year to give Eric a call and help him with the radio there. And We appreciate you taking time to work with us today on managing safety, and it sounds like you certainly are running a very safe event, and it's a complex event, and we know that it's not an easy thing to do. It sounds like it's a year-round activity, and I guess that you said that you were volunteers or training, what, year-round, or you've got 30-something working year-round or something? What did you say there? I'm sorry.
We do. We have a management team, and to be a management volunteer, you're required to participate in planning sessions year-round, so every month. And, of course, technology today has made that very easy. We have a volunteer manager who lives in Canada but participates by conference call every month, sharing diagrams to do our planning. And so volunteerism works when it's an active, engaged organization. We learned that from Billy Henderson. He certainly knew that very well. You treat them like family. You give them responsibility, and you hold them accountable. And volunteers respect and appreciate that. So we're grateful for everything that Billy taught us on that. And we have our volunteer crew here, the 517 of them. They feel like extended family. And I would be quite embarrassed if there wasn't one of them I couldn't point to and tell you their name, because they are family. They're very important to us.
Right, that's so, so true. Hopefully we'll have some of our folks from California visiting up there with you. I'm not sure who it's going to be yet. We've got a fairly busy season starting up with Arlington there, and then AirVenture happening towards the end of the month, and in August our corporate seminar. So we're a little bit busy here, but we're hoping to get at least one or two folks over there to visit with you. And I notice on your website you have, it looks like, some live camera shots, four different shots. I guess they're not really live. They refresh every 15 minutes or so. Is that correct?
That is correct. And we also will do live broadcasting during the event. So we have a radio station that sets on site, and they will podcast. So you'll be able, if you're not able to come, you'll be able to hear the interviews and listen to some of the activities. So you can link that through our website again and listen live on the radio.
Right. I think that's sponsored by liveatc.net. That's the same one with Dave Shelbutter, who works with Sun and Fun. It's liveatc.net. And if you're in the local area, it's 89.9 on your FM dial. Now, I notice you've got it's a Saturday, July 14th, hot air balloon night glow.
Yes, that's one of the most spectacular events and one of the most beloved events here. If you haven't seen a hot air balloon night glow, it really is a visual treat. I think you'll find some pictures on our website. We'll have between 4 and 8 balloon aircraft that will participate that evening. They don't lift off the ground, but they have a whole routine of sequence they do lighting up those envelopes at night. It's kind of like a fireworks show on the ground.
We did some stuff with the scouts, and then later on at Sun and Fun, they do that a good bit. Now, I noticed something unique here. It says Vietnam River Patrol boats. What's that about now?
That, again, is part of our military history area that is just growing. There's an organization here called Game Wardens Northwest, and what they have done is restored and preserved a couple of River Patrol boats that were used in Vietnam. Most of us are only familiar with them through the movies, but you can actually board and tour these boats during the event.
That's like somebody says, when my boat comes in, I'll be at the airport. And this time you actually do have the ship at the airport.
Yes, we do. We find that people involved in aircraft are boating is not that far off, nor are some of the car enthusiasts that are that far off from people who are interested in aircraft or flying or building their own airplane. Those skills are all pretty similar, and the interest is similar. So we are.
And that was the next thing, because I noticed here it looks like you have a older model car. Is that an antique or something there?
Yeah, it's an antique car. It's a 1937 Ford that's pictured with the 1937 Ryan aircraft. So we do have a vintage area. We built a Barnstormer's barn a couple of years ago to theme out the vintage area, and we will team up cars with that era of aircraft. And that's been so popular, we're opening it up to a few more cars. So on Saturday, July 14th, we'll be doing a 220 car show so you can look at the automobiles and the aircraft and compare the technology and restoration work of both.
But you've got balloons, you've got military, you got boats at the airport, you got cars at the airport, you got planes at the airport. My goodness, you've got international visitors, you've got the Civil Air Patrol. Is there anything that you don't have there?
If there is something we're missing, Obie, I guarantee you we'll find it next year and bring it in.
It sure sounds like it. Barbara, this sounds like a tremendous event. And if you're in the Arlington, Washington area, be sure and try to make it there. And it starts on Wednesday, July the 11th, and it goes through Sunday, July the 15th. And if you're in the local area, you can tune in on the radio. If you can't make it there, you can go to the website, ATC, and at least listen to what's going on. And there's lots of photos on the website that would entice you to participate in that. Camping with day trips or whatever. There's something for everybody, it looks like. Barbara, it's been so nice talking with you today, and we enjoyed working with you on managing safety and wish you the best at your air show this year.
Thank you, Obie. We really appreciate that.
This is Obie Young with Managing Safety. We've been talking with Barbara Tolbert, who is the executive director for the Arlington Air Show in Washington State, not D.C., and she's also the mayor up there. Congratulations, and break a leg up there in Washington. Have a good show. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.